first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vecchione hears more when she listens.
When my husband's grandmother got old and became a little deaf, she said, "I've heard enough." Hard to imagine I'll ever feel that way. One day out walking in the woods, I heard a rustly sound, followed by a loud whizz coming from up above and quickly approaching the ground. A pine cone landed at my feet. The times I've heard that since anywhere nearby, it stopped me in my tracks. There's no good time for a pine cone to land on my head. But if there were, this wouldn't be it. What's the sound of leaves sucking in raindrops, of grass growing? The sound gophers make tunneling. I'd like to hear the soil turn over in its sleep. What about the sound of a dusky-footed wood rat taking a bath when the clouds move over so the sun can rain? Is there a glimmering whisper? The less I pay attention to my thoughts, the more the world delights me. That's when I can hear everything else, the bee in flight, the black-eyed juncos hopping. It's not possible to entirely ignore myself, but when I forget it's me walking in the forest, listening happens. Does the future's approach make a sliver of sound that I'm too preoccupied to hear? And what about when the present gives up its hold? Does it let out one last sigh? There's a sort of equation to listening. The more I listen, the more there is to hear.
Patrice Vecchione is an author living in Monterey. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Mathilde Rand.